Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited to join us today. Before I jump into the podcast, go over and leave a five-star review. We really love those reviews. Leave some comments. I read all of them, and we would really appreciate that. But before we get started, I definitely want to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $450 off, and you'll get the best customer service you'll ever expect. Just mention Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's something... You know, when I started teachhoops.com, it was what I would have wanted as a young coach before, you know, all the state championships and all the nationally ranked teams that I've coached. And not to brag, just to kind of tell kind of my journey, I would have killed for this stuff because it would have made my life so much easier. A little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. And we are the only people out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Follow the roadmap, work on your craft, and you get me, one-on-one mentoring. So I can't imagine anything better than that. I don't know. Anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
Do girls want to just play volleyball and not play basketball?
Not our girls. So it is, the community is definitely volleyball first, but our girls that are currently in high school and our junior high girls are starting to shift. Like this year's senior class was really the last one that was volleyball heavy.
Okay.
Now we're starting, like our junior high, we're starting to see some kids that are.
It's hard because it's a former volleyball is such a rah-rah kind of sport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. And basketball's a little different in that sense. And six girls get out there, and then you got the libero, and it's like, I get it. How is it in off season?
So, right now, everybody's together 3 days a week doing strength and conditioning, volleyball, basketball, and softball. But the softball coach, and if I get it, we want to get our kids during the period for sports specific and then come together after school or before school to do our strength and conditioning.
Okay.
That way we're still getting the weights and the conditioning in, but we're still getting to see our kids and actually work on skills during the period.
Okay. Yeah. I wish I'm so jealous you guys get that period. I mean, that's, I know.
Yeah.
The only good part is they're always sick of me anyway. All right. Is there anything else I can help you? I think you're in good shape, coach. I'm feeling really good about this.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
We're going to have another call. Cause then the work starts once you get it.
Right. And I'm excited. You know, one of our girls who's going to be a senior, she's back-to-back defensive MVP. She's 6'2".
That's like a 6'7" boy. I usually add 4 inches, 4 or 5 inches to a girl. Yeah.
She's got pretty decent hands. The newcomer of the year for the district's our point guard. She'll be a junior next year. She's pretty aggressive.
Give me the Spark Note Cliff Note version of what you want to run with them.
I want to run Princeton. I've got a girl like the 6'2" girl. She can score one on one.
Okay.
And a good point guard who's pretty quick and she's very vocal. Okay. And I got a bunch of other kids who are not as skilled dribbling. And so we got to work on our ball handling, but they'll bust their tails.
Did you sign up for Coach Wheeler's?
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
I did. I've been listening to your podcast, High School Hoops and Coach Unplugged, for about a year.
He is one of the best teachers of the Princeton offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't sell a lot of stuff. He is so freaking good. Like, I sometimes tell him that you got to teach me like I'm a third grader. Like, he knows it so well. I go, you got to simplify this for me, John. Because it's like, you're up here. You're like a PhD student, and I'm like an element. I mean, it's so good.
That makes me feel so much better. Because when I was watching his videos, because Coach Ray's a big dribble drive guy. And so we were literally going from circle motion to installing dribble drive this year.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to learn Princeton and install dribble drive. And I was like, I just got to take a break and come back on my own.
Right.
And watching Coach Wheeler, I'm just like, man, like.
It's the underdog offense. I'm telling you. So he'll be really good. And he's so helpful. He'll help. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll love that. You'll love that. What about defensively?
I want to run pack line.
Okay. I can help you with that, obviously, because I live in Wisconsin and the Bennetts and the Bo Ryans are the pack line gods of Earth. okay. What about changeups defensively?
What do you mean by changeups?
Okay, so we'll have to have a longer
discussion. Might be a terminology thing there.
No. It's good. So you want to run pack line, but you play quarters, right, in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you're going to want changeups. You're going to want changeups for you don't want to just play pack line. Like, so you want to play pack line with some variations or maybe have a matchup zone or maybe a push.
So the girls we've been running the boys and the girls, and that's why I'm kind of hesitant with letting the boys coach come in because we run a 2-3 and there's a lot of traps in it. Like we'll have our top guy, his butt will be to the half court. Like,
yeah, so no, what I'm saying is high school athletics, first of all, the kids don't adjust to change. And think to the Gonzaga-Baylor game, right? Few didn't want to go to a zone, but he had to go to a zone because Baylor was just taking it to that.
Right?
So that 1-3-1 actually brought him back to breathing. And then he went to the matchup. I agree. I love pack line. Pack line will fit really well with the Princeton. And you could probably run that 75-80% of the time. We will have to figure out – we can do this together. We have to figure out something else that you can do as a changeup. So someone just came and scored 4 straight times on you. You just got to change the tempo. You got to change – you got to get them out of their rhythm. Because this is what – and I'm more and more convinced that you got to get teams out of rhythm. And even if it's for 2 possessions, maybe come down and run a 2-3 for 2 possessions and then go back to your pack line. That's fine. You got to think along that because if you just stay in that and they figure it out, they're going to beat you probably. It doesn't matter how much you score on the other end. But we can come up with – there's some easy variations like, you know, you double the first pass. You push baseline. You double on the baseline. There's all sorts of things you can do that are really easy – change ups out of the pack line that will work.
Okay,
we can do that. That's easy. And then do you have girls that can shoot?
See, and that's why I said, you know, we got to get our — that's why I'm wanting so much to have them in that period, because we're going half and half. If I keep saying we — the boys and the girls program are going half and half on a Dr. Dish this year.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly
from Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And
mention me, they'll take good care of you. Trust me, they'll take good care of you.
Trading in our gun, and they're going to give us 2,000 with that.
Awesome.
And I mean, man, this gun, this thing must have been from the 1600s.
Well, no, like, I had the old one. Do you? You're probably not old enough to remember the ones that had the track. Do you remember? Did you ever see one of those?
They had
a long metal track, so it would go into this big net.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the gun, and the ball would roll down this long metal trail to you, and there were like three of them. Oh my God, I'll send you a picture. That thing was crazy. We have three Dr. Dishes. They are awesome. You'll love it. It's so much better. It's so much better. Nothing against the people with the gun, but Dr. Dish is much better.
And that's like we're not getting anything. Like, they're going top of the line with it, which. We've got a guy who's kind of monopolizing the booster clubs. He's president of volleyball, president of girls basketball, and president of the quarterbacks
club. You're getting the one with the big screen in the workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll love that. I got the little screen one because my guys weren't using the app that much, but that you'll like that. Those workouts are not driving to Minneapolis in a world pandemic. Mm-hmm.
I don't have anybody who's going to come off the dribble and just go shoot. Like, my point guard can, but she's young and she hadn't quite got that.
Well, that's why I think Princeton will be good for you. Can they? Yeah, I think Princeton will be good for you then, because you get some back cuts, you get some ball, especially if you got a point guard that can come off the ball screen.
And I've got a, like, we're pretty big, so like I said, we got our big post. My forward's 5'11", or my traditional forward would be 5'11". Our three's 5'10". And our two's about 5'8", and then our point guard's 5'6". So, I mean, we're – our
nice.
Forwards.
That's why I think Pack will be good. Pack will be good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
Pack. And they'll get after it. They'll work hard. They just – they don't watch basketball, and they don't – they all play travel volleyball, except for literally my point guard. Of my starting five, I'm only going to have one in the fall. So, this summer, I've got a – I'm thinking about installing Chin, just getting that continuity set in, and then everything else just skill, Chin. That way they can scrimmage and get used to running it.
Skill, fun. Get one of the ones that have a cookout. Skill, go do, you know, I'm telling you, because you want
to hook them. Did you see on the athlete sharing on that packet?
Yep.
Once a month, I've got – because I said I don't have any expectations for the volleyball girls to come to basketball or do anything during the season. However, if they are part of the program and we're going to have team bonding things to get them just hanging out with each other. And so I gave an example of what each one of those could be for the month. So like January, our district season kicks off, have a kickoff party, February Super Bowl watch party, March Madness Championship Party. April, have a luau workout theme so they can come out and wear like the Hawaiian shirts and wear the lays.
And the thing is, what I would do is give them – first of all, there's a couple things I would do with them. I would ask them what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And then I would also try to get sisters. This is something our program does, where like a senior will take a sophomore kind of under their, you know, and they'll be – it's not like Secret Santa, but they'll kind of do fun stuff for each other the whole year. And I try to build that relationship from the older one to the younger one. So this is how we do it and blah, 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 and happy birthday and all that kind of stuff that you know, you're going to be juggling 80 different things. You want to build that relationship either within the team or older, younger is really a good thing to do. Most of our girls.
And at the end of the year, I think your newsletter from Thursday or Friday talked about like the giving back or the seniors writing a letter. Like, we're going to do that with our incoming freshmen.
And make the banquet about the seniors. That's what my banquet is, literally a senior banquet. Do I talk about the juniors and the youngsters? Yep. but it's not about them. It's about the kids leaving. Mm-hmm. And I try to do it. I do it at a country club. They used to do it in the cafeteria at school when I took the job over. I go, I'm not running my banquet at the cafeteria in the school. I'm going to make this like something that, you know, they look forward to. Let's get dressed up. Let's go have something nice to eat. Mm-hmm. Let's talk, you know, all those things are what they remember. And definitely the parents remember.
So let me ask you this about the banquet. Cause we always do these awards and stuff, but I just got an idea. So everything like in practice is going to be competition, loser, run some win sprints. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm wanting to keep tally of all of our wins Monday through Thursday. Friday, whoever has the most wins gets the Gatorade of their choice, and they get to sit out of the conditioning for losing on Friday while the teammates have to run to try to do that. And I found this website. It's called UndisputedBelts.com, and you can get a WWE belt with, like, custom stuff so they can get it, put it on the newsletter and do that. And then at the end of the year, the girl who won the most belts.
First of all, you're going to send me the link to that because I want to get one of those. No, yeah. For my guys, that's a great idea. I love that.
And they've got custom, like the big plates. They're like, there's two that are basketball themed, and you can custom design the side plates.
I know. I'm dead serious. I'm going to buy one as soon as we get off. You're going to send me that link.
I mean, you can get like leather, like alligator skin and all this stuff. But at the whoever gets the most throughout the year, I want to get another one because it's only $149. It's not right. It's not cheap, but it's not right. Breaking.
No, but I want it to look nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want to do that and have the kid like shooter of the year because it'll be for shooting competitions and then have their name in the year on it and present that as the award, as one of the awards at the banquet. You think that they would be into that? Or do you think like WWE wrestling belts would be too corny with the girls?
The girls, I know for the boys that would work.
Right.
I don't know. I like the premise,
regardless, but I wanted to get the
premise is 100% on, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know how a teenage girl thinks, to be honest with you. So I don't know if that will be a thing or not.
Well, and that's why I was like, you know, let them, when we have our first meeting, have them write down what Gatorade flavor they like. And then during lunch, I'll just go get it and put it in the office fridge.
Right.
And then while everybody else is having to run win sprints because they didn't win as much, they're sitting over there with that belt, and that's kind of their ticket to get. Now, I mean, if they're jacking around and not taking practice serious, like you're going to have to run with that one. But
right.
I mean, just,
I like that. I love that idea. When you do incentive things like that, it does work. Like I have charged chairs in our locker room that are really comfy chairs. And if you take a charge, you get to sit in it.
So we get them a milkshake. If you take a charge, you get a milkshake the next day.
I like that. Yeah. So stuff like that. But I always tell coaches, that's where you got to ask them. Like, what would be the reward that you would want for taking a charge? Mm-hmm. What could our prize be? Here's what I was thinking with this. What do you guys think? And then you ask them, and then because to be honest with you, I don't care.
Right.
But if they think they had a voice in it and that went into it, like I tell coaches, any decision I don't care about, I let them make. Like mm-hmm. If I don't care what you're eating for the sack, I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Then you guys can decide. But when I care, then I'm going to make the decision. I'm not even going to ask you. Right. So that would be like, yeah, like you could come up. I just don't know. I don't know how that would go. Maybe are they big W? I mean, is wrestling a big deal in Texas? I don't know.
I mean, like amateur wrestling, yeah. Like we won the 18 and 19 state championship, and we're headed into it next weekend, and we just won our region. So I mean,
the trophy wouldn't work as well. I'm just trying to think of something that would be a.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. You know, I'm trying to even think for my guys. I don't know if the wrestling belt would work probably for them, but would there be something else that you could come up with that would be a championship? I'm going to think about this, Coach, if I think of something too. I still want the link because I like that idea.
Well, I can – you just write the website down. It's literally
– what is it?
1 second. Undisputedbelts.com. And, I mean, they have them for, like, fantasy football. They have them for
Undisputed
poker belts. League. Yes, sir.
Oh, there they go. Undisputed – oh, it's a big
– so I was just thinking of something. You know how, like, in college football they have, like, the turnover chain and all the different things? You get an interception or you recover a fumble, the camera shoots down on them on the sideline. And I was just like, you know, what can we do? Because the two, like, obviously charges, and I want to do something special. If a kid gets over 10 rebounds in a game, I want to reward them.
Right. It's almost like you got to – it's almost like you need little belts, and then you get the big belt.
Yeah. Because I think they do have mini belts.
Here's your mini belt for the most charges. Here's your mini belt for hustle things. And then who's got the big belt for the week kind of thing.
Right.
I like that. Okay. So you're going to let me know how it goes.
Yes. Yes, sir. He called me into his office to tell me to apply about a month ago, and I'm almost to the point now where it's just like,
let's get this
over. I get it or I don't. Like.
Well, and that would be a question. That would be a follow-up question too, is like, what's your timeline? Because that I would throw that back at him. It's like, what's your timeline? Because we got work to do. If I'm going to get this, we can't.
Well, I'm buddies with the girls' soccer coach, and he went down to the office and asked, and he said, hey, have y'all had anybody apply? And he said, yeah, we've had 7 apply. Wow. He goes, we went from having 1 guy last year to 7 this year. I don't know. But he said that they're going to start trying to interview middle to end of this week. It might carry over to the beginning of next week. And there, because the week after that, it has to go before the school board to get approved.
Right.
It's so like, they're trying to get it done relatively quickly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I would definitely like ask that question. Yeah. I would definitely ask that question. I'll find that interview. I'll find those questions too, as soon as we get off here, and send those to you. I don't remember what folder I put those. Take care, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Stay healthy.
Yes, sir. You too.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.